Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I'm joined by Knoxville School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley as we talk about the new middle school.
I appreciate both of you taking time out with me today. Had a chance to take a look at the new facilities. Finally getting a chance to see what you two have been telling me about for all this time. And it's very exciting to see where those facilities are at right now, where they're going to be here soon. It's just got to be an exciting time for the district.
It really is. You know, when you've spent more than a year and a half planning and you're seeing renderings, but more artist drawings, to actually see it in real life and how it's going to impact kids, I think is the most exciting part for me when I walk through the learning spaces and I can actually picture our students learning in the middle school, our athletes performing in the gym and the courtyard and the cafeteria. It's all, every single inch of that building is usable space. It was very well designed. I think it's going to be bright, cheerful, just a wonderful environment for children and for our staff as well. And the impact I think it's going to have actually on learning and growing and helping kids become who they want to be through middle school. It's really exciting, and we're getting really close. This fall, that building should be open and operational, and kids should be in class.
Yeah, you mentioned bright colors and everything. I mean, there's a lot of brightness there. It's really just something, as I mentioned to you, Cassie, when we were walking through, it's just nice to have a cool place for a kid to go to school at. So it's just one of those things where a kid can go into that school like, wow, this is really awesome.
I would totally agree. And I think, you know, having windows with natural light, that's something our current building does not have a lot of. And sunshine just makes people feel better. It's also completely temperature controlled. So unlike our other building, once you walk in, it's, you know, a comfortable 72 degrees pretty much throughout the whole building space, and that will be constant, which will make it just much easier for kids to learn. You know, the windows aren't open, so those with allergies won't have to suffer because we filter the air. And I really think there's going to be so many benefits all the way around. And the coolness of the bright colors and the windows and just the whole setup of spaces and, yeah, the learning opportunities for collaboration are just going to be so much greater than what we currently have.
And then, Craig, we've talked about it a lot, that this project on schedule, hasn't been any issues. Got to be a dream project, really, because where so many projects you see nowadays always have delays and everything, this thing has just gone right ahead, full steam ahead.
You're right. You know, I don't know if, I think it's probably a combination of a lot of good planning by our team, by our construction manager, Boyd Jones, by our architects, CMBA, and by the district, and probably a little bit of luck along the way too, to be able to get all of our materials, equipment, supplies in and on time and not have any major delays in any of that stuff. So it all looks great. You know, to kind of sum it up for me is, you know, from the very beginning, we said we wanted to bring a 21st century learning environment to the district for the, you know, to replace the middle school. And that's exactly what we did. This is going to be a 21st century learning environment. So it's going to be great for the students. It's going to be great for the staff, and it's going to be really, really good for the community.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.